Well, we're going to be celebrating New Year's, right? Just in a couple of days. It's going to be 2014. Is everybody ready for that?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for it too. Amen. I've been thinking about of past New Year's resolutions. Has anybody ever made a resolution? I've been thinking about some of my past ones and ones that I've done very well. I've quit smoking 31 years ago and never looked back. I just put them down. Praise God, because it was a divine, it was actually a divine deliverance from that, because I was a 2.5-pack a day smoker and drove a tractor trailer. So, you know, you can't drive, drink coffee, and drive without smoking, okay? But I got rid of that. That was a New Year's resolution that I did. And then another one was I lost 55 pounds once. And that was a New Year's resolution. And I know many of you are probably doing that same thing. But I had much more, I think, than that have not gone so well. But the one thing I might do this year is I'm going to do another resolution. And did you guys, again, how many are going to make resolutions? All right. You think you're going to stick with them? Well, I want to make a resolution that I want to stick with, and I want you to stick with me, okay, as a body. I want to be intentional. It's my resolution for this year. I want to be intentional. You're going to hear that word so many times, you're going to get sick of it from now until the end of 2014. To be intentional. I've had some failures as well, you know, probably more than the successes I've been, and I know you have in 2014. But I want to be intentional. And being intentional, does anybody know what being intentional means? Give me a shot. Deliberate. On purpose. Yeah. You got it. It's doing something on purpose. That's pretty awesome, huh? For instance, 6 months ago, and I know you've done this. I know you've done this. We've all done this. I've done it many times in the past. But 6 months ago, I took my grandson, two of them, to a ball game, baseball game. And these are Joey's kids. And I promised my granddaughter, I said, listen, Harley, I'm going to take you to lunch. All right? I'm going to take you to lunch because I'm not taking you to the ball game. We're going to the ball game with the boys. I don't have enough tickets, so we're just not going to do that. And so she said, okay, I'd love to do that, Granddad. We'll just go to lunch. And then Christmas, when she came over to get her packages, I said, guess what? We never went to lunch. How many have ever done that? How many have said, hey, let's do lunch together? Let's do dinner. Let's have a coffee together. And you have all good intentions, right? I mean, your intention, my intention was to take my granddaughter to lunch. I mean, it was just that. But, you know, it was just that. It was a good intention, but I never did it intentionally. So when I saw her on Christmas, I said, hey, you want to do lunch? She said, sure, Granddad. Yeah, that'll happen. I said, okay, where and when? I said, where and when? I said, you're off this week, so let's go ahead and do lunch on Friday. Is Friday good with you? Yes. Where do you want to go? It's up to you, Granddad. All right, well, we're going to go to Angelina's. Everybody ever eat at Angelina's? Woo-hoo, yeah. That's this guy's favorite place. So, you see, sometimes we can have all the good intentions, but with no true results. You have to be intentional about it. And this year, I want to be intentional about my relationships, about your relationships. I want you to be intentional about them. My relationships with God, my relationships with others, I want to be intentional about it. And I want to be intentional about staying connected. And that goes hand in hand with what Jesus says in Mark 12, 29 and 31. 12, 29, it says, "And Jesus answered him, 'The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like it, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.'" Intentional. I want to love God intentionally. I want to love others intentionally. The greatest command is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is to love others or neighbors as ourselves. So we will start with the loving God part this week. Next week we're going to talk about the others, the broken. Because like Pastor Ron prayed, we're all broken. I'm broken. Everybody that walks through that door is broken somehow. We want to be intentional about reaching the broken folks. And that's all of us. So we'll start with the God part. So how do we do that? We start by saying, staying connected. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Now we're not going to read the entire account, but we will eventually read the entire account of the true vine. We're going to start with the first five verses. Chapter 15 of John, and beginning in verse 1, it says, "I am the true vine," Jesus is speaking here, "and my Father is the husbandman," which is the guy, the gardener, the clips and things, that takes care of it. "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." Jesus is just saying to his disciples, he's saying, look, live a life that abides, or you can change abides with remain, okay? Live a life that remains in or abides in him, in Jesus Christ. So what does that mean, to abide or to remain in him? Jesus is, in essence, telling his disciples to stay connected to him. Stay connected. Be intentional about staying connected to me, guys. That's what he's saying. And that's pretty challenging, because maintaining that connection is not always an easy thing to do, is it? We think it might be, but it's not always that easy. The challenge is that this is up to us. Staying connected and being intentionally connected to Jesus is up to us. Jesus is always going to be there, but we must be intentional to remain in him. Now, compare this to a marriage or a great friendship that you may have. These relationships require what? Number one, they require love, right? Lots of love. They require commitment and patience and communication. Susan and I have been married 33 years. And many of you other, if you were to ask anyone married for that long, what is the key to your success, other than having Jesus Christ at the center of your relationship? If you do not have Jesus Christ at the center of your relationship, it's going to fail. It's not if it will fail, it's when it's going to fail. If you don't have Christ in the center of your relationship, it will fail. Period. Communication is the thing that you have to have in a relationship. How else would Sue know that for my birthday cake, she needs to make chocolate cake with chocolate icing? How else would she know that? If I didn't communicate that to her, finally in my 33rd year of marriage, she'd have continued to make me pineapple upside down cakes. That was her dad's favorite. But I had to say, Sue, I communicated. I like chocolate cake. She's smiling, she knows. If you don't communicate with your spouse, how can you be in tune with them? How can you be in tune? You can't. How can you know? I think the same principle applies to our relationship with Christ. How we do that is through prayer and reading His Word. Being intentional about doing prayer and reading His Word. Look what verse 7 says in our text. It says, if ye abide in me and my what? Words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Wow. You mean I can ask God? I can talk to God. That's how I communicate with Him, right? And that's how He communicates with me. Take a look. Drop down to 16. It says, ye have chosen me, but I have chosen you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And ordained you that ye shall go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He shall give it you. Man, that's awesome, isn't it? We talked about prayer and discipleship this morning. Our little small group got together and we're talking about prayer. It's one of the books of it's book 6, and we just talked about prayer. And I said, "Man, isn't this like God?" Just talking about that this morning, and He knew that I was going to be talking about prayer a little bit. But it's how we ask in our prayers. How do we know what God wants? His Word. You know, in the last month, what I've done is I've looked at the owner's manual of my car twice. Because, you know, I'd wake up in the morning, I'd start the car, and it tells me everything that it, you know, anything that's wrong with it. It says I'm not feeling too good or whatever. But it'll put up there and it'll say, hey, you've got low antifreeze. Well, I went and I looked and I said, well, I see the antifreeze. As long as I can see it in there, it should be good, right? So it kept on coming on. So I went back and I said, well, I got to look at the owner's manual, see what the owner's manual says about it. So I looked at the owner's manual, and the owner's manual says, well, it has to be up to a certain point. So I poured some in. Now the light doesn't come on. Amazing, right? So it came on. Right after that, it says your light is out. One of your lights are out. So I went and I'm looking, and I don't know whether you've ever, you know, you look inside. When I used to be a mechanic, like years ago, because I'm kind of mechanically inclined, I can fix just about anything. But when I look at that, I go, where is everything? I mean, you can't, I dropped, a good thing I got two bulbs, because I dropped one, and your hand has to, or arm has to be about a quarter of an inch thin to get reached down to it, so it's lost forever. But you can't even see the ground when you look in there. So I didn't know how to replace that. Back when I was doing things, you know, in a car, you could open the hood and you could actually step down in the ground, and while you had all kind of room around the engine, you could actually work on it, but not now. Anyway, so I had to go to the manual because I didn't know how to change a light bulb in my car. And it was like, holy cow, I got to be a technician to do this. But anyway, it's the owner's manual, right? That's what this is. That's what this is. You know what? We communicate with God through our prayers. We tell Him, and He's our friend, and we're just kind of communicating with Him. Then He communicates with us back this way. So if something goes wrong, like your antifreeze, or you got a wire connected, or your bulb's gone out, or something like that, look in His Word, and He'll tell you exactly how it works. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. So those are the kind of things that you need to do. That's our owner's manual. And I think the same principle applies to our relationship with Christ. If we are not being intentional with our relationship with Jesus, how can we be in tune with what His will is for us? If we're not in constant communication, if we're not intentional about that relationship, how could we ever be in tune with what He wants? The most intentional way to stay in tune with God is to be connected to His body. One of the most encouraging things for me is to see the body of Christ come together. Last Sunday, we probably had more in attendance. We almost had to open up the overflow last Sunday morning. And I'll tell you what, the singing last Sunday morning, it had to have gotten up to God, because we were all into that. We were all praising. We were all, we were just right there. We were praising God. And there's nothing more encouraging for me to listen to the congregation worshiping together, praising together, and just doing life together. And that's what we need to do. We need to do life together. We really do. And to do it intentionally. What happens, though, is we allow life to get in our way. We allow our home life to get in our way, our work life, our recreational life, our school life, our social life, and we leave out the spiritual life part. We do. We leave it out. The one place that can help us through all the rest of the stuff, we put on the back burner. And that's what we do. We need to do life together. Because I'll tell you what, and we're going to talk more about small groups. You're going to hear small groups until the cows come home, okay? Because that's how we do life. If you have an issue, if there's something that comes up that's really bothering you, before you react in the flesh, you bring it to your small group. You bring it to your church family. You bring it while we're doing life together. And let me tell you something. And they direct you back to the Word of God. And they pray for you. And they love you. And they help you. All that other stuff is not going to make a bit of difference. Because you're going to have an intentional relationship with other believers. People who are connected with God. People who are connected intentionally with Jesus Christ. John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Jesus says that He is the vine, and we are the branches. As long as the branch, we, stay connected with the vine, Jesus, we will be able to get all the nutrients and all the growth that comes from being connected to the vine, Jesus. We have to be very intentional about allowing God to rule over all these other layers of our lives that we allow to get consume us. He wants us to abide in Him or stay connected to Him. And in verse 11, He says, this is the result of that. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Anybody in here that doesn't want to have a full portion of joy? That's what He's saying. You know what? You connect with me. You stay connected with me. You stay connected with the body of Christ and do life together and be intentional about doing life together. And guess what? I'm going to give you my joy. And it's going to be so much. It's going to be full. I like full, right? Man, I love being full with that. He tells us that if we stay connected to Him, that our lives will be joyful. We then can develop a great relationship with our Savior. And Scripture tells us that we can be in Him as He is in the Father and He is in us. We can rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us, to empower us, to encourage us, and to excite us if we abide in Christ. We can expect to bear fruit if we abide in Christ. And we can expect the Father to be glorified if we abide in Christ. It's cyclical. Man, it's awesome. You take a look at that, and if we're intentional about our relationships this year, and make a resolution and say, yeah, you know, all the other resolutions are good too, okay? But I don't want you to let this one drop. I don't want you to let being connected and staying connected intentionally with Jesus Christ and the rest of the body to let it drop. I'm going to make resolutions. I'm going to make a lot of resolutions. Some of them I'm going to be able to take, and some of them I'm not. But this is the one that I'm going to stick to. I want to be intentional. I want to be intentional about my relationships. Jesus teaches that abiding and being open to the connection between ourselves and Christ will give us the results, the production of fruit. And we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. So, what is living an intentional life? An intentional life is one with purpose. And the purpose is followed with a bold and steady determination. An intentional life has purpose, discipline, and a vision whose goal is to remain and grow in Christ. Now, I brought a plant along to illustrate this. And I had some scissors, but somebody obviously took them from me. Did somebody take my scissors, Ron? Oh, I see them. Okay. Well, I brought a plant, okay? Now, as long as you stay connected to the vine, to the main branch, you're going to flourish, right? It's all pretty. My sister bought this for me. I hate to do this, but it's going to die anyway. But when I cut it off, and it's no longer part of the body, no longer part of the vine, it may look okay right now, but in a day, it's going to start to wilt, and it's going to start to die, because it has no nourishment, it has no water, it doesn't have what the vine can give it. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know what? I can go up the mountains and sit under a tree and worship God. Yeah, you're probably right. You can. But it's not being connected with His body. He wants you to be connected with the body. Every Sunday morning, He wants you to be connected with the body. Every time that these doors are open, that there's a small group or whatever's going on, He wants you to be connected. So that you can flourish. Yeah, it might look okay for now, but it's going to eventually look like this without. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to Jesus Christ. Be intentional about that. It's a good illustration. The vine is the center from which everything grows. The vine is the source of the nourishment. As long as the branch remains connected to the vine, it will receive the nourishment it needs. Eventually, the branch will grow and produce fruit, and that's what glorifies God, much fruit. But if the branch is not connected, it may appear healthy, but it won't be. If we will remain connected to Jesus, we will receive nourishment, and we will eventually blossom and be fruitful. So, are you connected? Would you like to be connected? Or maybe reconnected? Let's make 2014 a year of being intentional about our relationships. to God and to others. Let's see, that's how important it is. He knows. He wants you to stay connected. So what I'd like you to do is everybody stand, every eye closed and every head bowed. And what I'd like to do is I would like to give an invitation of those of you who are not connected, okay? Those of you who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord over your life. I want you to pray a prayer with me to connect you to the vine. If you're already connected, I want you to make a commitment for this year and say, you know what? I am going to be intentional. I'm going to be intentional about my relationships with Jesus and with this body of Christ. And I want to do life with them. Because they're the only ones that are going to be able to help me through some tough times. Now we're going to have some people in the back if you need some prayer. If there are some things that maybe you are going to pray this prayer and accept Jesus Christ as Lord over your life so that you can be connected. And if that's your choice, then pray that prayer. And there's people in the back that are willing to take you through Scripture to show you exactly how to do that and what to do. This prayer that I'm going to pray, I would like you to pray it. It's just a kind of like inviting Christ into your heart. And then, for those of you who really want to make a resolution this year of being connected, the altar is open. Just come down and say, God, forgive me for not being connected, and show me how I can be connected from this point on. 2014, I want to make a commitment to being connected to you. An intentional commitment. So those of you that don't know Jesus, won't you pray this prayer with me this morning? Dear God, I admit I am a sinner. I understand my sin has separated me from you, and I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for me and rose again from the grave to offer me this gift of eternal life. I open the door to my heart and invite Christ in to be my personal Savior. Forgive me of my sins and make me your child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Anybody pray that prayer this morning? Just raise your hand. I see that. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else? Anybody else pray that? All right. Well, we're going to have a time of invitation, so don't delay. Pastor Ron and Brian are going to be up here, and they're going to play a verse of invitation, so don't delay. If you want to make that resolution, why don't you come back down here and say, God, I want to stay connected with you. I want to be intentional about our relationship this year. Won't you come? Let me see. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for a fresh slate, a new beginning. We thank you that we can now enter into 2014 with a different perspective, God, that we want to be intentional about our relationships. We want to be intentional about our relationship with you, with Jesus Christ. And we want to be intentional about the relationship with the rest of the body, with others. God, that's your first and second command, the greatest. To love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as ourselves. God, help us do that in 14. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.